as you develop the cultivation and the understanding, you develop your own understanding. I can tell you, basically, I don't study Abhidhamma, I don't study the Pali language. But very strange, this life I come, I hear Pali language. The word that is expressed with the Dhamma, I understand the Dhamma inside our, I'm not interested in the word. But if it's commentary, comment or interpret it wrongly, I also know. That's why the one that have realized is Pachetang. Like the Buddha said, this Dhamma is Pachetang, can be realized by the wise each for themselves. If you have not developed the realization, you cannot understand the word. The words are very deep, like dukkha. It's a very powerful word. Sabbe sankhara dukkhang. Everything that sankhara manifests lead to suffering. Well, sankhara is mundane mind activity, including the mundane mind state, mental intention. All of the content of consciousness, everything that this mundane mind, which is egoic and limited, can do, it will lead to suffering. Because without wisdom, sankhara, because it's anicca, it will be dukkha. And because it's anicca, it will be anatta. The characteristic become very clear. When you see anicca, you will see dukkha and anatta. So all this are what cultivation is all about. If you don't have the realization, then you read through your mundane thinking mind, you try to understand, you find it very difficult. It's like a lot of things contradictory, not consistent and all those things. Then you got a lot of questions on. No problem with question. Because before you understand, you ask a lot. But after you cultivate, you understand, surprisingly, like all the Kahavita, no more question. So there are period or phase where you go through. When you start, sure, a lot of questions, a lot of things you don't understand. These are so new. That's why have an open mind, be sincere, listen attentively. If I cannot understand, open mind, just let it be. Because I have not had the realization yet. But if you don't listen, then you try to use your limited understanding to question, to reason, then you have to be careful. Yeah? If you continue that, you will continue to be that, and you cannot progress beyond. Not to say you cannot question, you can question, but question so that it can clear your doubt and let you progress. Don't question because your view is like that and you want an answer. Wanting an answer is a habitual tendency. Understand or not? If people who are equally gullible as teacher, they answer you, they are like you, because they don't have the understanding. That's why in many of these Heart Sutta sharing, I did mention that if I'm equally gullible, I will answer you. Because the question you ask is wrong. Like, teach me how to meditate. I mean, to ordinary people, that is a logical question. Well, I don't know how to meditate. Well, teach me lah. But the understanding is, if I teach you means, I also don't understand. What am I going to teach you? I'm going to teach you a series of instructions to do things. That is not the meditation. A series of instructions to do things is method, technique, and object of meditation. Note this, note that, do this, do that. Is that meditation? That is just a series of instructions to do things. And I can tell you, 100 people take the same instruction, they do it differently. Your words, instructions are subject to interpretation. Why not you develop the understanding of what is meditation? And then your question has meaning. Well, if I don't know what is meditation, I ask people to teach me meditation, I become very, very gullible, isn't it? True or not? It's just like I have a problem. I come to the doctor. I say, doctor, I got this problem. At least you mention the problem, and then the doctor can advise you, and then he can check you up. But you don't even tell him what the problem is. And that doctor is supposed to be a meditator. Teach me how to meditate. But what is your problem? You yourself don't want to know. And what is meditation? You also don't want to know. You believe that person knows. That's why I say gullible. Then you ask, teach me. Teach you what? Meditation? No. You ask the question, teach me how to meditate. But you don't want to know what is meditation. Then the instruction given, you also don't know right or wrong, correct or not. You try to follow. That's why I say, that is gullible. So understanding is very important. Understand what is meditation first. And then, move in. With the understanding, you move in, you progress very fast. So a lot of questions, if it's not relevant, try to avoid. Because you ask to have an answer to satisfy what? Your curiosity. That one, not much use. It will not help you much. So develop more and more understanding. When you understand, you progress. Life is like that. If you don't have the understanding, you cannot train, you cannot move, you cannot progress. Understanding is like wisdom. But before you have the wisdom, you must have basic understanding of what is it that you are looking for. And then only you can set for the right direction. You won't deviate. Like that day going up the hill, summit there. You must find the back door, the correct back door to go up in it. Otherwise, you've got to go to the front door and go. But before you find all this thing out, and you tell yourself, hey, I want to go up the summit. Then you ask around, hey, teach me how to go up. If that person equally gullible, oh, I don't know, you try. I was told there. I heard like that. So which one you follow? But you don't want to find out. But the moment you find out that the temple people who are here, they know, oh, there's a back door to go up. There's a front door to go up. Then you know these are the two main entrance, ingress and outgress, where you can go and find that thing. So at least with the understanding, you don't become gullible. Then you are more focused. Then you can actually from there develop the understanding to reach the destination you want to. So understanding all this is very important. Okay?